something that you have to pay the amount, you have to pay the amount. And that's it. So the Shaila is, what's enough kamina, just pashup shat, what's enough kamina between the case of Mazik and the case of Shia, right? So, obviously the Olam hopefully saw the Ksais. The Ksais is Ma'arif, Beta Inyan, and he explains why there's a chilk between Shmira and Hezek, but he said Hezek, the chiyav is, even though Ma'isa, the guy said, it's silver, still you have to pay the amount of gold, and by Shmira, the halacha is, always to pay the amount of silver. Besides, first, then maybe the Vard is that Masuk is more chomer, you pay for that Vard, and then he goes and he says, the big Yisoid, in the nafkamina between Shmira and Masuk Biyadayim. So it's like Shmira are two Taisis and Subas. Well, the Taisis and Subas, which we saw in the Iker, when we learned this, when we just now in the Sugi of Tanai, Taisis and Subas is the big Yisoid, Binegea, Kabbalah Shmir. Said so what's he say? The Yisrael of Taisus in Suvas is that the Chiyuvim of Shmir is different than the Chiyuvim of all other places. Chiyuvim of Shmir is Pshat. When the Taisus is Masver, Masver Taisus, Yard the Torah will say Thay to Shawadam. What does it mean Yard the Torah will say Thay to Shawadam? What it means is the Torah went ahead, was Yard the Say Thay to Shawshamer, and decided under what circumstances he wants to go ahead and be Machayat himself. He said, Shemachina, Yerod Yisrael Daif Tishal Adam, that since he's not taking money, all he wants to be in his chayiv is out of Pshia. Shemir Sachar, all he wants to be in his chayiv is out of Kenei Ba'avim. Shaya, all he wants to be in his chayiv is Mitzat Aynas. And it's Pshat that it's not a Gzeres HaKosel. Pshat, this is what the Torah went ahead and decided, and it's telling us what exactly the chiyuvim of a person, what exactly chiyuvim of a person is. Okay? And that the person ki'ilu goes ahead and
So
it's not pshat that the chefts of a person's klisheya submit to Yisrael, but rather a person willingly accepts upon himself the chiyuvim of Shia when he becomes a shemachinam. So mameila, since hakol tali b'das b'nei adam, the person doesn't understand and realize what he's coming, what he's being makabel on himself, so mele is not going to be chayef to be makabel of this chayef. So mele, when someone comes to you and says, here, take this chayef, and you take it, and lamaisa is not what it really is, was meant to be, what it truly is, halacha is, since even though lamaisa, you went ahead and you're a plesheya, but since all you are makabel on yourself is a limited liability, let's say silver, not gold, so mele you're going to be potter. Mashing by mazik, a snapshot, that's totally on das b'le'ala. A mice and mazik is memeila. You are mazik something, memeila, there's a chiyuv. It has nothing to do with Kabbalah, and where you're mekabbalah yourself, not mekabbalah yourself. It's totally, totally on whether what you did is considered mice and hezek, or whether you did, or what you did is not considered a mice and hezek. Hezek has its own tenoim, whether it's in a stom or not in a stom or whatever it may be. The pshat is that over here by mazik, since that mice is memeila lechayiv, it doesn't really make a difference. If the guy told you it's silver, since there is a possibility that truly is gold, so merely you're going to be chayav. That's somehow the place is mazik and nafkamina between the two cases of mazik and shmira. Shai. Okay. Now lemaisa. So what's vashtik mafurish in the gemara? That's what's get passed in mafurish reitzadi aleph sevdalit. That if you tell the shemer one thing, and lemaisa the chayav that he has is something else. So the halacha is that the shemer is only going to be accepting upon himself the lower amount of shmir. Where there's a big raid is not exactly in that case. Where the big raid is in a different case, where you take something, and this is something that happens to be something that's shchiach. It's something that does happen, and that is when you go in, you take a chayfetz to watch, and the mafkid, the bala chayfetz, doesn't tell you exactly what the sort of the chayfetz is. You assumed what the status of the chayfetz is. You assumed that this chayfetz is, this chayfetz probably is not so expensive. And you assumed that it's not so expensive. In reality, it turned out to be much more expensive. So the shaila is, are you going to be chayiv or are you going to be pater? So the Hakayis Mordechai Shtelz, so when he wants to say, it's the same exact thing. So the same way we find that if I tell you it's silver, you're only mekabel yourself silver. Also, if I give it to you stamen, the stamen of the milsa is that it's a cheap thing and not so expensive, you're only mekabel yourself a cheap thing.
And it's your Rembrandt, for example.
Yeah, you thought it was a print, and really it's real, right? So yeah, we had some. I'll tell you some cases that we had that's negay this type of thing. So, but let's just to be mesaved the sugya a little bit. So. Well, so this is the Hagayis Mordechai. Hagayis Mordechai says the case with the knife, right, with the sword. That there was a guy that gave a sword to a guy that gave a sword to Reuven. Reuven gave it over to Shimon, and Shimon Lamaisa lost it. Then the guy comes to Reuven and asks for the sword, and he says that it was worth a tremendous amount of money. The question is whether the shayel Shani is how much is he mechuyev to pay? Right, that's the shayel. What's the shayla? Well, the shayla is a stump sword. It's $20. This sword was $150. What's the story? So it's what I said. All you mechuyev to pay is $20. It's right from our gemara. Since stump, that's what you're mechuyev. Shmir is a regular normal sword. Not something much. That's more expensive. So also over here, this is going to be the same thing. That's what that guy's Mordechai says. He leaves off though, and he says it's a tzarchia. So what's the story over here? So the story is like this. That there's a Yavshe Shalema in Achaynis that brings out that guy's Mordechai, and he says, "V'emes tzarki in Gav." Why is it tzarki in Gav? Says, "You have no right from our Gemara." Because our Gemara is talking about where he says specifically it's silver. Hashem, where you give someone stamp, being Rabbi Ma'ahu Mekabelah. It's Mekabelah himself the amount, whether it's a lot or it's a little. So the Machlekes the Yavshe Shalema that guy's Mordechai. What the halacha is when you're Mekabel something stamp. When you mekabel something stam, how are you mekabel it on yourself? Are you mekabel it on yourself, whatever the value may be, or are you mekabel on yourself only what the normal amount of this type of chayfetz costs? Right? That's the machlekes Yamshel Shleime and the Hagayis Mordechai. Lamaisa in Siman Ayin Beis, this halacha is brought down. So now Siman Ayin Beis sifres. And it's not 100% borrowed exactly what the case is. And Lamaisa, it's a big machlekes over here. It's a big machlekes over here. What the halacha is? What's the story? It says Reuven shalom mishim and tzai shahayim lebiyash migay. Yavdai bishalom men alam and harbe kol shalom men alguys claiming a lot of money. The yisham al demei shaviyah the stamp side viyam. He only claimed the amount of the stamp side viyam. Question is, what is the case of the Shulchan Aruch? It's the case of Shulchan Aruch where the guy is claiming what the scythe is truly worth, and the guy is claiming more than the value of the scythe. Smaller is talking about where he's claiming more than the value of the scythe, he's trying to extort more money out. And the Shach learns that we're talking about a case where he's not trying to extort, he's claiming the true value. This basically we touch up as Machlek Yamshel Shleima and the Hagayis Mordechai. The Yamshel Shleima learns the only time you're not Mechuyev to go ahead and pay the full amount, it's only if the guy's extorting the value of the sword when it's not really that amount. Mashenkin, if the guy is asking for the true amount, the Yamshel Shleima says, you're chayiv to pay. What?
How do you prove it?
How do you prove what?
Well, he's extorting with the actual value.
You look at the sword, yeah.
So
you get it. You know, it's broken. No, it's broken. You have to bring rice. Yeah, and the Shach says that no, even if you're going to get something over stam, you can assume that the stam is what you would put in the cow on yourself, and that's it. Okay, now halacha lemaisa, the Shach comes out that Grace Mordechai, he comes out that it's L'maisa has figured the dina, right? You can't be mighty money in the case of Stam, right? That's how the Shach comes out of L'maisa, because the Hagayis Mordechai himself ends off its Archeon, plus the Yavshel Shleima's Kasha, he's a little bit bothered by. Anyway, so L'maisa, so what do we have? So I'll give you a couple cases that came up and see where everything fits in. One of the cases that we had.
What about white gold? He says he's going to get silver, in other words, that's what's
right. Right. So the question is, what the stamp is? It's sometimes very hard to figure out. What should the guy have thought?
Is most jewelry silver out there, or mostly gold?
Yeah.
Well, which one is
more silver?
Most silver out there.
Yeah.
So it was very fascinating.
I don't know what time is. You have to understand that as long as a person understands it's a possibility, it's real gold, then it's not good already, right? You can't say that. It has to be that the stam is like that. That means
right.
What stam is? I don't know how much you need for stam. When a person gets something stam, what does he assume the thing is? What do you think the thing is going to be? I'll tell you. Well, let's the case. One of the cases that we had was where someone gave a suitcase to bring to Eretz Yisrael, and he was told that it was full of clothing, so he brought it. And he brought it to Israel, and he misplaced it on the way to Yerushalayim, and he wasn't able to track it down. So he went to the owner of the suitcase, and he said, "Hey, listen, I misplaced your suitcase. I'll pay for the suitcase." So he said, "Listen, all the clothing in it." He told him it was clothing. He said, "All the clothing inside was brand name. So all of it was high." Was high-end clothing. So he told him that I want you to pay the full value of all the clothing that was inside. The shaila is, when you take a suitcase, what are you being mekabel on yourself when you bring it? You're bringing stam, you know, whatever it is, or you're bringing, or the person's right to claim even a higher amount. That's one of the examples. That's one of the cases that we had that probably is again this halacha. Huh?
You think it was brand new?
It was brand new. He knew it was brand new clothing. He knew. He told him this is brand new clothing. He didn't tell him what it was. So no, that's a question. The question: what the stam is? Do you have a chiyuv that is a tzad? See, that's what I'm saying. When you look at the suitcase, see, they didn't see what he didn't look. What he didn't see was inside. Check out what the stam is. Is there? You can say that stam is that it's regular stuff, or you can say that it was much more expensive stuff. See, by a sword, kineret, when you borrow a knife from someone, so you, why would you assume that's an expensive knife? Well, a knife costs a certain amount of money, and that's it. So we also had a case where someone rented a house. Tell me one second. Well, let's go through the cases. Mm-hmm. So we had another case where someone rented a house, and they gave permission to use all the stuff, all the pots and pans and everything. And one of the pots broke, and they found out afterwards that the pot was one of these expensive $150 pots. The shaila is whether you're mechuyev, whether there was a chiyuv to pay or not.
And the second hand pot, not brand new, fine.
The shaila is that what's a stamp pot? A stamp pot is $20, $25, $30, and this pot was $150.
You have like features on it, so you can tell how it
looks. No, it was just a very high quality pot. Yeah, I don't know what the. So that was another shaila that we had.
Myself,
huh?
That's where the shaila myself wrote the shot. Every time you're going to ruin something, you say, "Oh yeah, I didn't know what it was." Even though it could have been like 10 times.
Right. Okay, that's a tough question.
If it says it on it, and you just don't know what it is, would that be possible?
I don't know. That's the shaila. Someone had asked me. He said he wasn't Lamaisa. He said that if you give a guy in the Sharm a Mickey Mantle baseball card. You tell him to watch it. What's Allah? That's your shot.
Hey, that's harder, but yeah. You give a guy a shirt. You give a guy an open pack of shirt, and you see straight away it's Brooks Brothers, right? So he doesn't know what Brooks Brothers is, but he definitely could find out. It's not a crazy thing.
Right.
Is he more to find out if he wants a tiny that he didn't know?
Right. Everyone knows the guy still had it, this is silver. So here the shot is, the question is, you don't even know what the value of this thing is, you're not going to ask either, because you don't know what the
In the first case, why shouldn't the masker have to notify him that it's more expensive? I think the stam is not. Stam is regular clothing. Most of the things aren't high end. So it should be the responsibility of the masker to notify him.
So you want to say that stam, it's a case of stam.
I think stam is that it's not.
You want to say it's machlis,
when he sent all these fancy clothing to Israel, he probably wanted to set Mechira.
What's the meaning of Mechira?
So Mechira usually means
that he bought last year's stuff from the United States already with new stuff.
It's all zones.
So he only has to sell different. But most he has to sell the end of the season wholesale price in America.
Is that true? Well, who said that's the way we had?
That's a good price to do the show.
I don't know.
America's not worth as much.
How do you know that's true?
Go to America and see what it's cost.
Why? I'm here. Uh-huh.
Who's here?
I'm here.
You're not here.
Who's got here? So who gets the value of this suitcase?
Who sold it? But who brought the suitcase?
Let me ask you a question.
The
shaver
made the value.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say Rabbi Katz brings he imported an iPad from America, right? Okay, so here, so here it's much more. Here it's a third, let's say 30% more. And someone goes ahead and is mazik.
How much are you mazik?
to pay to buy one here? Or to buy one, say, well, here's, you know what, you bought it for $350. I know here it costs $500, but you know, here's $350.
Can you go buy it though yourself?
Of course, you have to pay $500.
Can you go buy it yourself though?
Or else you bring another one from America.
Yeah, can you bring another
one? Yeah, for sure. You can bring one from America. Sure. Because that's called Pashlumei Hezek. That's Pashlumei Hezek. But Lamaisa, but your field is to be Mashlim. He marshaled the thing. Same thing with the clothing. If the clothing are here,
here's asking.
He brought it here.
You're a wholesale.
It's
all signed. If you sell,
I brought it here. It's a ship. It's yours. It became mine. It's the bottom follow.
Yeah, but what else is it? If you sell watches, right, and you buy them for now you want to sell them full price, and now the guy's managing.
You've been passing
out. The store owner. So how much do you
expect? You have to pay the full price.
I don't understand.
Listen, you can spend a few months trying to sell it.
But Lamaisa,
if you buy something on sale, and now it's not on sale, how much are you willing to pay the person?
That's different. You're a wholesaler. You could always buy them cheap.
Fine. So that's the Shiloh. The Shiloh is, if you go to a store and you break something of the stores, Do you pay for the value, the retail value, and the wholesale value?
That's what you're asking.
Even though he has to find the buyer, that's always the problem. With the girl that borrowed the necklace, and the necklace was real gold, and the girl, the shoyel, thought that it was fake. Lamaisa, she lost it, and the question is, how much is she willing to pay? So what are you saying? That's the same shiloh. The shiloh is if one woman gives another woman a necklace that's gold, do you assume that it's Bashis fake?
Is gold.
Do you assume it's fake or do you assume it's gold?
Bashis is gold.
And you're 18 years old.
Huh? An 18 year old girl.
Bashis is gold. But in girls, in seminary, you didn't say it's fake.
That's a shiloh. So but you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything when you gave it. So the shiloh is, if it's kilu, if the stam is that it should be real, so then you'll be mechuyev. If the var is that stam is it should be fake, then it's machlek. Because in male, you can't be moitzi. That's what's going to be. So that's going to be the halacha in all these cases. The shiloh to determine whether it's stam or it's real. If it's stam, so then the halacha is that's going to be a sfeik of the dina, and you're not going to be mechuyev to pay. If there's a good chance that you should have been also al night for that it was real, so you have to pay the higher amount. Right? That's the.
Any assumption of vanilla, any dam, that's for sure. That the making number for.
Right. So the question is whether that right.
So the case is sure it's stam. Yeah.
The case of the suitcase. What do you think?
Most people, when they send over clothing, if it's new clothing, they're sending it from Makira. Most material in July.
There's a huge.
Most of the clothing in Sunday shops are brand names. They're not brand names.
That's a shiloh. The shiloh is that.
I would say most are brand names.
Tell me what you mean by brand names.
Do you mean most people?
From what I understand, there's a huge difference between Old Navy and Ralph Lauren. Correct?
Huh?
Price.
Yeah, not, I wouldn't.
Not quality.
Even though it's brand names. No, they're the same category.
Yeah,
in price. Next door, Ralph Lauren's big, but in America, I wouldn't say they're so far off.
What, in price?
In price, they're off, but they're the same.
That's more high. That's not humble. You're humble in price.
I still think we're pretty much the same market.
The people that look at it, what are they going to do? What are they going to do now when they see that you're wearing this type of sweater? If they're going to mechabed you, then it's a problem.
Why? We had a lot of us having a bunch of cash.
Didn't
we have this a lot of a
party? Yeah, I mean, by his brothers, by his auntie, I'm not sure.
Borrowing money. Borrowing money for business to show they have a lot of money.
Right.
Show off money. You know, it's like your money, you just borrow it.
He's renting his own shtai.
He's renting my address. So he's going to say, it's not going to be nice. You happen to have the money?
Maybe.
It's a good show. Why is that? How do you know it's not going to be nice?
You are.
Is that good?
You don't have a concept.
It's sort of like a
understand for certain meetings.
We assume that we know that
you know
that you know that you're trying to
look at that.
That's that is not like maybe to give you an advice.
For shaking some guys wearing
that more of the story.
Okay, what did they do?
See, I'll
worse
them.
Right.
So, you can
be covered
to pay
attention
after
the sweater.
Okay. No, that's for sure. If someone's mechaved you for it, then it could be a problem. If someone's mechaved you, I don't know why someone mechaved you for it, but it's sure.
Why would it be a problem? Because the label is my issue. Why? What's wrong with that? You can't wear a fake label.
Are people mechabed you for it?
Yeah,
we're fake robots.
People think you're rich. Yes. That's a problem. That's called mechabed you, or that's called just
listen.
That's your own voice.
The Gemara tells us that if someone thinks that you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than you really are, and because of that, mechabed you more for it.
Everyone has fake stuff, so then it's not going to be a stuff. Well, so that's what's called everyone? Same thing with the stomach. What? You need a 10% chance, and therefore you have to be an anti-Kicker, or you need to be 50-50.
Good question. Good shot. I don't know how much. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know at what point it becomes that you're foolish for thinking that.
Right. So you need to mean that you're foolish for having to think that.
Nachon.
Otherwise you're not.
Otherwise, we have stats, yeah.
No, I'm saying the other way.
I'm not talking about Shmir. I'm talking about
Right, but what about the Shmir?
Shmir, so what's Shabbat with the Stamas?
I'm saying, so what's Stamas?
I need to figure out Stamas. There's no reason to assume it's expensive.
There's no reason with the clock.
That's why I
said you're reasoning about it.
Second, if there's any reason why you could have thought perhaps it's expensive, you're going to be chayav, because even though it's only 50-50 chance, or 70-30 chance, well, my son, you should have watched it more carefully. The Maisa is a Kabbalah, even on the side, it's more expensive.
So there's only the Negi Man, but
you're
going to
be chayav, no?
The
suitcase,
you
should be chayav.
Remember, we were back
and forth. Shayav. No, the question is not whether it's shayav, the question is whether it's something I should have been asagadai thing. More than asagadai.
Again,
something
depends on how I ended
it. Right, okay. Could be. I don't remember whether we spoke. I don't remember what came out of Halacha Maaseh. Like I said, these things are more sheep.
What's the matter about responsibility to notify?
Huh?
What's the matter about responsibility to tell them? In fact, more high end than the typical.
It's only if you consider it too high end. That's the point.
It's more high end. Doesn't have to be too. It's more. It's more high end. That's all it has to be. Your son. This is more.
You're asking the mafke, the mafke was cliche for not saying anything. I hear.
In case of gold, you didn't say anything, you'd be high for gold, no?
But the marshal holds not with you. The marshal holds, even though the stam is out with that, you're a cowboy, you're still being rabbi.
In case
of
the gold,
you'd
be high for gold.
The marshal holds not with you. Right. What are you supposed to do? The marshal said not with you. Marshal says that even though Lamaisa, it's possible the mafke should have said something, but if I'll pick him, he's a cowboy himself being rabbi. Right? I know you should have said something. Spam is not like that. It doesn't make a difference. Anyway, okay, fine. So that's the
necklace case.
The necklace case we pattered.
Why?
Because the spam is, there was two reasons why. The spam, besides the spam, maybe one thing, but the real reason why we pattered is because when she asked to borrow it, she threw it to her and said, here, take it. So there was a whole hanhaga of handling a cheap thing. It was the relationship of
the kilu and the mirror. Watch my cheap necklace.
Well, no, you can use right. It's kilu. The lack of cover that the mashal had for the necklace was a reason for the shoyel to assume that it probably wasn't real. She didn't have first of all the fact that it was in the seminary. It was number one. Who brings expensive things to seminary? But besides that, the way she handled it in itself was a reason. So that was an easier shayla to answer. We parted Lamaisa.
I won't be in a case with
it. It was a great, it was a good shot, but Lamaisa.
What did it throw with the super wealthy? Let's tell you.
No.
They just threw him in your desk.
Super wealthy, you still don't throw.
Again, that does not like us in your with a million times more than that.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. That's the first thing. Now the last thing I want to discuss is the
Ma'arik.
Is the Rama. Right, there's a Ma'arik. We have an interesting case grounded very similar to the Ma'arik. I should have given you the tshuva. There's a Ma'arik, Ritzadi Aleph Sif Dawid. It talks about the case. I also Shimaki was for me Ruven Alichel Makamakam Nechul Vinokuchu Bemechas. Emer Shuvim Pasha Shamer Shemesi Bechim Svar. He said that the case of Narik is where you gave Svarim to someone, and Lamaisa, you said, don't worry about it, no customs are going to be taken on the Svarim. Lamaisa customs were taken, everything was taken away, and Shai was exactly whether the person that was Makabal Shemir on the Svarim is going to be Mukhlif to pay. So Rick said, that since he said kilu, it's daimet tizari bashal kasafu. He said, don't worry, there's not going to be customs taken on it. So merely going to be potter.
And he doesn't say, don't worry, there is customs. It still shouldn't have a problem. I did you a favor, I took it to the Ben-Gurion airport, they took it away. What do you want from me? I'm chayav. You told me
I know. I understand, but I should have been careful and not carried it, you know, in front of everyone. Because there's ways to do things, right? You can over here, Kinnereh, he didn't even try to hide it. He went ahead and it was out in the open, so they took customs. So the shayla was, Grana had a case like that. We had a case where a guy
declared it, no?
He didn't declare it. He declared it, and they took customs, right? And they confiscated it. It was confiscated in the case of the Marik. But he should have declared it b'chal. He should have just. He said he never would have taken it, but that's a different show. We'll get to that soon. But we had a case with the whiskey. Marish in this case, and then we found afterwards that someone discusses it, where someone was bringing in a bottle of whiskey, and his friend called him up and said, "Do me a favor. I want two bottles when you come in. I'm efficient. I'll pee." The law is you can only bring in how many?
Two
bottles, right? You can only bring in two bottles. And he said, "I want you to bring in two for me also." So the mice of the guy brought in three. So here, he knew that. The first child is, did he know that it was illegal? Okay? Did he know it was illegal to bring in? The second child is, Lamaisa, what happened?
Took all three away.
No, they didn't take all three away, they took one away. The question was, whose did they take away?
Was all three the same brand name?
That was one of the shaylos. But it has to do with this. The question is whether he was mekabel shmir or b'chiyai gadol. So the there. So it depends whether how well known it is. It's known that you can only they tell you.
Yeah, in this range. But you are. But it's pretty
close. I don't know.
You know to check. Every country has a different amount.
No, if you go to a whiskey store, you buy three bottles. They give it to you, even though you're breaking the law.
They assume that you're flying with your wife, and she's taking it.
Yeah, I remember how it works. But yeah, that was a complication. I don't remember how we came out.
A lot of his paper says how much you were doing.
Yeah, how much you were drinking?
Cigarettes.
I know people smuggle cigarettes.
At least going to the States, it says how much you take. It's pretty clear cut. If you want to look, there's a paper in front of you.
I don't know.
I'm just saying it's definitely easy to find
that.
Look, Canada wants you to actually sign off before you
come. Who needs a paper? If you bring whiskey or cigarettes into a country, you read the part, it's like, yeah, you're right. Crazy.
Canada admonishes you have to sign. You have to check off if you have
it. I hope so. I don't remember. That was already a much more complicated Shiloh. The question was
different bottles. Can you choose
different bottles? That was the Shiloh. That's a different Shiloh. That was also Negea, where they asked him. You know, they bought the casket and he gave him the other guy.
The other guy.
Yeah. Shiloh, whether that's right or not.
He gives away his because it's the cheapest, and then he says at least pay me back.
Yeah, right. All those Shilohs were not there over here.
But it will be all the same bottle.
Absolutely not. I found someone that talks about it. I have to find it again. Yeah. What?
It's all the same bottle. Is this her gift? Which one? It's all the same exact bottle. Because it's in the middle of this, not yours?
Or you have to split it. Or the Fichajman. Each one has to take half the law. That's the question. Half the loss, two thirds of the loss, two thirds and one third, because there's two of these guys and there's one. Where the Pshat is, and this is what's very probable, is that. You go Basarai, and since that guy has two bottles and I have one, then the middle, the bottle they took away was his, not mine.
I'm going
to know. Why not? You always go Basarai.
Well, you just you have to take the whole loss just because you're ashamed on him.
Oh, so that's the first shot. That's a Geyas. Then once you figure out what the story is, then you have to start clearing all the other shots. The question is whether you're Mechuyev B'chal. Are you Mechuyev? That's the shot of the Marik. So the shot was, we had to figure out whether. You know, how shliach it is that they find it. Knows how often do they catch people smuggling things in? I don't know.
Whiskey bottles, I think, are open. They can't even put it to a suitcase. It's outside. So
you can actually put it in your suitcase.
See the guy that put it to a suitcase?
What?
See the guy? Whiskey bottles that don't go outside the suitcase. You buy it from the
suitcase. You buy it. And you bring it to
the suitcase?
I don't know. If you want to, you could. If you want to, you could, right? If you want to hide it, then you
put it. It's common.
It's nothing common. I don't have it.
Okay. Now.
It's duty free. You don't even think about it.
So what's the yes? Let's just talk about the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim, there's a you said this to Gazacha, you said this to Machlekes over here, and that's the Machne Ephraim discusses the case where someone is carrying counterfeit money, and the counterfeit money and real money, and Lamaisa he loses the money, so the Shiloh is whether he's chayiv or not. Why? Because he finds out later on that it was counterfeit money. What's he say? He says, if I would have known that it was counterfeit money, I never would have been mekabel shmir b'chal. Right? That's what the taina is. So the Marik Lamaisa says that that's a valid taina. He brings a raya from the Gemara with the Shar Nachin, and he says that to say that it was a shmir b'tayis, it's going to pop to you from everything.
Even if you would have had to pay, it would only be in the sum of its counterfeit. Now, you wouldn't have to pay full value of the money. Counterfeit is only 10 cents to the dollar. You're not going to have to pay full value.
Huh? Now, kafir money is a. So that was against the Machna Fraim. So the question is, how much counterfeit money? I told you, I was telling the Eilam that with the counterfeit money, one time I was by the money changer here, and someone gave in $1,000 to change, and he put it into the machine, you know, the counting machine, and it spit out one. So he looked at it, and he said, oh, no, this dollar, this $100 bill is counterfeit. So I can't, I'm not giving you money for it. So after the guy, you know, the guy, mom, she lost $100, so after the guy left, there was another person sitting there. He said, I'll buy that $100 bill off of you for $50.
Is that a sell?
Why?
Never know.
It's Nifla, because who knows whether it's real or fake? It was a very good fake. But you can go to any store.
Dan Bigel doesn't.
Right. You can go to any store.
So if you go to a money changer, this guy, someone's going to make money changer.
So this guy will not go to a money changer.
No, he won't. The next guy will.
Maybe. But the mice said, the question is what they're asking.
He's not using it to pay his rent.
At the end of it, we had the Shaila. If the Olam remembers, I don't know how, about 5 years ago or so, there was a problem with the 10 shekel coin. Do you remember the issues with the 10 shekel coin?
Still around.
Yeah, but it's not around as much. That there was mamish, a lot of the 10 shekel coins were mamish mazliyev, right? You look at it, it's not a sharp, it was a double, do you know what I mean? But since it's a coin that people don't look at closely because it has a gold and silver together, so middle of you, they got away with it. So the shaila is, if you know you know you have in your hand a counterfeit 10 shekel coin, are you allowed to pass it on it or not? Are you allowed to pass it? Are you kidding?
Wait, you're allowed to pull the store. Someone's going to lose money here. You're allowed to pull the store.
Are you allowed to pass it on or not?
Well, sir. If you feel it, you're going to give it to the store. He's going to give it to the bank and he's going to lose his 10 shekel.
I think that's going to stop.
It has no value. It has no value. As soon as the guy gets into a bank, the bank already goes
out. He won't get this
bank. Why wouldn't the store go to the bank?
So anyway, so this was the Shiloh. This was the Shiloh B'Shaita. That was very negative. And we went to Reb Loy, Zechuei Levracha. Whoa, his yahrzeit is probably right around now. His first yahrzeit to Reb Loy said that it's Pseder. People use it and it's nafki. It's used in circuits. It's circulated around. So even though lumaisa, you may come to a point where someone's going to take it out of circulation, lumaisa is easy to pass on. Even though it's not worth anything, it's mutter to go. It's mutter to use it, even though the person they give it to has no idea. Which we thought was a little bit mechudeshes, but kachas that knows that we
right. It's not worth anything.
Yeah, but the question is whether it's accepted as money. No, but that's a question. The question is if people accept something as money.
Are you going to print such money and hand it out because you
don't have it?
No, why is that? It's okay.
No, but
it's not accepted anywhere.
What?
It's not currency to follow.
But the other, you can't do it. But here is B'dievet, I mean. Here you have the money. You accepted it as 10 shekels, so then if you're able to be mavliye
Bitcoin.
It's a Bitcoin. It's not a real coin.
But it's new currency. People accept it with new currency. People accept
fine, but that's real currency.
People accept it in this sense of money.
So that's a question that we're going to see. Bez Hashem, when we learn the sugya of Shmir on money, we're going to see how to define money. You know, who made a 50 shekel bill money? Who decided? Like, how does the whole monetary system work? Because when we decide whether a bill is considered kufay momen or not kufay momen, we're going to have to figure out exactly how to define money. Right? In a lot of different places. Again,
it's a
Gnevis
Das. A store, a lot of times, like, scrape the dollars to see if it's real. They definitely don't want to get this counterfeit dollar.
Right.
So it's Gnevis Das or not?
In fact, it depends. It depends whether it.
They don't want it.
People use it. Anyway, so the shine over here is that it was lost. The counterfeit money together, the rest of the money was lost. So he said, I'm not thinking, I never was, since counterfeit money is dangerous to have, can get confiscated, you're thrown into jail. So I never would have accepted the shmir on this thing if I would have known. For example, another example would be, let's say someone is counting, he finds out afterwards that there was counting money there.
Drugs, exactly.
Same exact case. You have a drug and there's drugs inside the suitcase. Besides the drugs, there's other things. Lamaisa, he loses the suitcase. No shack instead of drugs. No chance. He loses the suitcase. So he says the whole thing was a shmir b'tanis. Why? I never would have accepted it if I would have known that drugs are in the suitcase. Is that a valid time or not a valid time?
So the
marik tanis is a valid time. So since it's called the shmir b'tanis, and since lamaisa, I never would have taken this thing. I never would have shemed this thing So Mela, since I never would have tremored, so I'm taking been Makabal Shmir on this thing, so I'm going to be a
puppet. Is totally the thing now? Because, like, by the suitcase case from before, I guess it's the same thing, no?
Which suitcase case?
I never would have taken it if I had known that the suitcase was worth $10,000.
That's the question. If that's believable. If that's believable. Has to be. Why wouldn't you take it? Because it's such an achrayus.
It's such an achrayus.
I don't care. Could be. The other shayla, but the Machne Ephraim said that no. Ephraim says the only time you're going to be potter is only if the thing is neveya from the tais. The thing is neveya from the tais. In the case of the Marik, the reason why it was confiscated was because he told him that there was not going to be any customs taken on it. That's why it was taken away. So that's against the Yerah Potter. For example, the wallet would have been confiscated because of the counterfeit money. Then he would have been potter even on the rest of the money. But in a case where the etzem, the mitzad, the toys, nothing happened. It was a zait gazach. So the mela calls man, the thing wasn't a payal yetze of the toys. Says Machar Ephraim, they're going to be chayv. That's in the mela. In all the case of the counterfeit money, in the case of the suitcase full of drugs, if the reason why it's no longer here has nothing to do with the drugs, nothing to do with the counterfeit money, but rather you lost it, so it's Machar Ephraim, you're going to be chayv to pay.
Will it be mighty because of Machar Ephraim?
I don't know. It's 2 days, it's hard to know.
Do you have to pay for the drugs also, or for
everything? According to the Machar Ephraim. Why is it back to the fact that you bought the drugs?
Japan?
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Huh? I've been there. Anyway, okay. So that's the end of the sugya of accepting something upon yourself when you don't know the true value of the object. Okay. Now I want to move on to the next sugya. Okay. Let's call it the next sugya. Okay. The next sugya that the item started was the sugya of Tanai. Tanai is a sugya of adding liability to Shmira or limiting liability in Shmira. It's two separate cases, and we have to differentiate between the two cases and the different halachas that come out of it. Right, there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah, the Fed Dalim Aleph Bam Mitzia, Masa Shemachino Yizkir Shayel, right? Shemachino has the ability to, you have the ability to Machayim Shemachino. The higher level of Shmira, Shemasachar, Shail also, to pater himself, right? The Shemachino can go ahead and be Masne, can be make a to pater himself from a Shmua, Shemasachar to pater from pain, and Shail to be pater from pain. The Gemara asks that with Chayr it's Masa Mashkas Mazaira, because all these people, the din is beforeish in the Torah. So the Gemara that meikar shia benashi. That's how they reshab themselves with chachila and what's the pshat. That's so Rashi has one pshat to shver Rashi. But Tosfos says in Ksuba that the pshat is that Yarta Torah was said daiti shal shomer, and he is accepted. We assume he accepted shmira shemachina for pshia, shemesachar for bnei aveda, and shel for oynas. But if he says I'm not accepting it, so meil the chiyuv of the Torah has the ability to change. It's not considered mass mashkas of Torah, since the din of the Torah is mitbutali on the das b'nei Yalda. That's the difference between shomer and everything else. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's the negea, limiting liability. I'm not sure how far the Eilim went, but that's not Hashem. We're not going to talk about it now. But there's all the cases. We're going to have to see exactly what the story is, whether you can pamper yourself even if you're Peshaya. Let's say you're Peshaya in the thing, and you say that I don't want to accept upon myself, I'm not accepting upon myself even though, like a Shemachinam, you have the ability to pamper yourself or not. Like, we're going to see there's a whole range of Rishayim that a person can pamper himself even from Shia. But let's leave that out. I'm not sure how far the Ilm got then with the Ne'iri and the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Beis Ashri and the whole raid over there. We'll see that separately. But the main thing that we started concentrating on now was adding liability. If someone goes ahead and if someone adds liability to a Shomer, how and when it works. Okay, so what do we have? So it's a really Gemara on later, a little farther down the Amud Tzad down and Amud Aleph. It says Tano Masa Shem Mechidu Lios Keshayel. Gemara asks, "My Gemarim, it really works to go ahead and do it. You can be mechayv yourself. To mechayv yourself, you need much more than you need something much more." So says the Gemara, "No, the Dvarim is not going to work." Talking about Kana Miyada. Gemara says to Rish Lakish, "Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need Kana Miyada. But yeah, no, the Nafkalat Kol Deinish Mehem Nahu Kamru Machin Hashem." Yeah, since the person over here is being a trustworthy person because we see now he's being accepted to be taken as a shomer, so the Meila is Gomer Machin Hashem. That's the Gemara. So it's Shin Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't need a kinyan in order to be mechayev yourself. That's the Kabbalah Shmira. The Kabbalah Shmira, you said that you're going to take a higher level liability, so you're already going to be chayev. That's what the Gemara tells us. And that's fasting over here in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Avon Hizah Sheisayev Af Ba'im Sin, Chayev Af Dvar B'lay Kinyan. Chayev Yim B'dvar B'lay Kinyan. Things get a little bit interesting is because it's a Taisi Nachman Ches. Taisi Nachman Ches is talking about Hekdesh. That Halacha is by Hekdesh that Hekdesh is the smite from Shmira, which means you're not Mechuyif to pay. If anything, if you're Mekabel Shmira on Hekdesh and something happens to it, you're not Mechuyif to pay for anything. So the Gemara says that the Gemara found the case where you are Mechuyif to pay. The Gemara asks why you're Mechuyif to pay. The Gemara says, because it's talking about Kana Miyada, where you're Mekabel on yourself to go ahead and pay, even though we're talking about Hekdesh, the only way you're able to be mechayv yourself with Chiyagav is Aydei Kinyan. So Taisus asks, what's the nafkamina between the case of Hekdesh, the case of Daktari Nalit, that says, Master Hashem Achinam Bias Kishayel, even with Dvarim, you don't need Kana Miyada. So Taisus has two terutzim. One terutz that Taisus brings down is that there's a difference between whether you're a chay v'chlal, whether you have a Shem Shemer v'chlal, whether you don't. By Shem Achinam Bias Kishayel, you have a Shem Shemer already. Since you have a Shem Shem already to bump it up to a Shayel, you don't need a Kinyan. If you want to go ahead and you want to create a new Matz of Shmira, like by Hekdesh, where you're not a Shemer Bechlal, and now you want to make yourself a Shemer, says Taisus, there you need a Kinyan. Without a Kinyan, you can't create such a Mishayel. So that's the first Taisus in Taisus. Second Taisus in Taisus is, Shaila is, what are you trying to Mechav yourself in? When do you not need a Kinyan? When do you not need a Kinyan, says Taisus, that's only when you're bumping yourself up to a Shayel, which is the highest level of Nemonis, the person that allows you to use the Chetav. Masha Enkein, in a case like the case of Hekdesh, where you're bumping yourself up to be Chayev for Shmir, but you're not obviously going to be a Shayel, so there you need a Kinyan in order to be Mechayev yourself. Those are the two Terutzim of Taisus. The Eitzah brings down just the first Teret. Namela, the only time you're going to need Karol Yoda is only when you're shafting a new Shem Shmir. Otherwise, not. Kibeger brings down the Shema Watanafkamina to Tinzutus of Taisus. Shemachina then becomes a Shema Sachar. Shemachina becomes a Shema Sachar. Over here, you have an existing Shemira. So, according to the first Teretz, it works to Dvarim. According to the second Teretz, it says you need to be bumped up to a Shayel. It says with Kibeger and Mishil Malach, it's not going to work. Because the mice over here, you begin to become a Shema Sachar, you didn't become a Shayel. So, Lamila, you're going to need a Kinyan. That's what comes out. Halachal Mice between the two. Between the two truths. And how do we pass? We should only pass on the first teretz. Because Mechayesiv and Zadr Shena B'ikr go with the first teretz of Taisus that says that you have to have a Shem Shemer in order to create a Kinyan Dvarim. But if you don't have a Shem Shemer, then you have to do a Kinyan Mamish. Kinyan Mamish is a Kinyan Sora.
So you even Shail?
Even Shail. Yeah.
Only Shail.
Why? No.
If you're saying Achim, you have an English sense that there is no Sailor.
Right, so the first text of Taisus says that it works in Dvarim.
So it would pass me even
the first
Shem Sefer
would work? Shem Achim to Shem Sefer would work, yeah, with Dvarim. Kibshuda, that's how we go. Okay, now, there's this raid of that from the Gemara Gittin, right? The Gemara Gittin, the Taisus brings out the Gemara Gittin, Vashen Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin talks about a case where someone was asked to accept Unsa the Urcha, and the Gemara says that in order to accept Unsa the Urcha, you need to make a Kinyan in order for the Shliach to go ahead and accept upon himself Unsa the Urcha. So the Gemara asks, why do you need, so the Tzitzis asks, why would you need a Kinyan? L'chayr, the Dvarim alone is enough. Why is it before the Gemara that only a Kinyan would help? So the Tzitzis says, a big side of it limits the din of Masa Shemachinam, of what is Magdil, he limits the din of accepting higher level liability. He says the only time there's a din that, a higher liability works is only Peshas Kabbalah Tashmir. Be'emsa Hazman, accepting higher liability is not going to work. Let's say the Baal Vais calls you up and says, you know, listen, I want you to become to take on liability even for an Aynas. So, say fine. So you could say, well, Dvar Ba'amla, it works. The Gemara says, Naftali Da'amla, Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Simchot Zayin. Says, looks like it doesn't work. Why? Because the Bahiyano you don't have. Why don't you have to be Yano? Because the Shmir is Fartik. You accepted Shmir already. So you're already known as an Inish Mehemla. So now you went ahead, they decided to make you more of an Inish Mehemla. It doesn't work. Says, Uksais, when did I say that this is true? That's only if the Mafkid cannot be Mevatel the Shmir at that point. The Mafkid can be Mevatel the Shmir at that point. When could a Mafkid be Mevatel the Shmir when candy? So we saw that the site is that a mafkid has the ability to stop a shmirah when the zman is a taibah site. When is the zman of taibah site? Mafkid shemachinam, shemachachar. Where the zman, the length of time that the shemer has it, is a taibah site mafkid. The longer he has it, the better it is for the mafkid, because the mafkid doesn't have to wash it himself then. So if that's the case, so then the mafkid has the ability to break the shmirah and he will start it off again. In that case, as it says, you can go ahead and you can bump up the level of liability. But in a case, I mean, you can't stop it in the middle. The dogma by a shayel and by a seifer, where this man is the taivas the seifer and the shayel, there the seifer says you can't go in and do it. The Gemara Gittin is talking about where the balabais already was, the balhamois, or the one that was supposed to get the money already was seifer. So maybe it's over. You can't back out anymore. So he said, in the case of a seifer that wants, if you want to go to a renter and you say, I want you to accept on yourself a higher level. Of higher level of Shmira, even Klavi Einsim, if it's Bamsa's man says the Psaism will work in the receives in the Maskin. What's the common case of that? Common case of that is if you are a Baldira. If you're a Baldira and someone's renting the deer. So you want to go ahead and you want to be Mechayiv the person even for Einsim that happened. Right? If you are renting a deer and something happens to the deer. So the halacha is that you're a seifer. So a seifer is only chayv on gneva avi, but he's not chayv on einsim. Any einis that happens, the seifer is going to be potter for. So if someone takes a rock and throws it at the window and breaks the window, the halacha is that's an einis, and the baldir is mechuyav to pay for the broken window. Right? If anything else like that happens, let's say the fuse blows, and you need a big call electrician down to repair the fuse. Or let's say it snows and the roof caves in or there's leaks coming in. All these things are unsim. So maybe you would say that we didn't learn all the halachas. What about deer's mechayev to pay for and what not? But if technically speaking, if the deer was mechayev the one the seicher the renter even. In Einsim, so maybe the Be'et and the Seicher would be able to pay for all of these things.
The Shalom. That's the reality. So the deal falls apart, it's not him.
Right, the Shalom.
So he did a Meister, which is again a Einsim, but the whole building, there's a fire from a different apartment comes to this apartment. He's going to be higher for Einsim.
I don't know.
It's not him.
The Shalom's a for example, let's say the key, this happens, it'll happen one time. The key got stuck in the lock and it broke inside the lock. In Einus.
I had a man who turned in the store too many times.
What's the key for?
This is his problem.
That's what it is.
And what did he say?
He said he's not made to return the door too much.
So you've
not. I understand what it was.
You would have won the case. Maybe you would have won the case.
No, I don't know
what the case is.
I mean,
I the king is I know one thing. You put the wrong
test
in the
back of the
yeah, he said, every time you leave the house, you lock the door. And you're not supposed to lock the door every time. Just close it and then no one can have him in Central Mechavit.
Really? He said?
There's a Baldira told me that.
Really? I don't know, but that happens, so it depends.
It's years ago, I can't remember the details. Wear and tear,
like for wear and tear in the house is the paint is, like, the paint, the paint, paint gets stuck, it's getting dingy. The wear and tear. Wait, wear and tear is the best possible.
It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound. Maybe I forgot it. It was 7 years ago, Barry.
So I don't know. So all I'm trying to say is that So the shaila is how to be mechayv v'secher. How to be mechayv v'secher for more. So according to the science, it has to be to life at the time of the Kabbalah Shmir, at the time of the Kabbalah Hadover. But if afterwards you want to go ahead and be mechayv the seicher, you would have to make a kin, and it wouldn't be enough just for the guy to be masking, right? He says, fine, I'll take ayis. You're potter, right? Doesn't make a difference, because since the zman over here is a tefes seicher, you can't go ahead and be mechayv, and there's no way to be mechayv the person. There's no ba'i hano.
But when you renew the contract,
you tell him.
But if you didn't tell him, you told him originally in the middle of the contract. When you renew the contract.
That's for shaila. Is it aldas the? Is it aldas the? Told him in the middle. Yeah. That's, I'm not sure. That already is hard to. Because the guy will say that I've heard also. Mm-hmm. You can't make new things up in the middle of the contract. But you can hear here where the guys mask him to do it. Right, a lot of times you can make things up in the middle of the contract. The guy's masking to be mekabel on himself. So here too, the guy feels like he has to be mekabel on himself. How halacha lemaisa is you're going to be potter, since lemaisa you need a kinyan mamish. It's not enough just to go ahead and be mekabel b'dvar. So that's one of the big nafkaminas what comes out from the success.
There is another, because you know if you don't mask him, he's going to raise a rent on you. It's going to cause you aggravation.
But up here, then you're not going to be chayv anayis. You want to know what mindset should I pay?
No, I'm
going to
get a headache from him if I don't give it to him.
But you want to be mechayv shenu ba'hi ano now. Can't do that.
You can't raise your rank up to the joint contract. What do you do next?
You can't be mechayv shenu ba'hi ano. Chazal tell us when ahi ano shachs
a kid. If you have like over here,
you cannot raise the rent. Except from the beginning of the contract.
So, let's you have an ongoing contract.
Oh, it's ongoing, yeah?
You mean you signed for 1 year, va'od?
Va'od? What does this give you an option?
I don't every action. Year. I didn't every year make a new contract.
Oh, so then
it makes money. Up and says, one day,
you don't have a contract at all.
So you don't have a contract.
You don't have a contract.
Then it stops your situation here.
Oh, yeah?
But he just any day decides, amazing amount.
I gave that one.
You can't do that.
Every contract that I get every question the first thing you hear is the thing. It's 1 year. Let's say option 2. What does option 2 mean?
Option 2 is that if you stay, then you have a second year lease.
With the same rent as the first year?
Okay,
so when he
rent.
Said, he did one day wake up and say, I'm on your thing.
If you are contractless and you're dear, the guy can kick you out after 30 days. Give you 30 day notice.
That was 1 year.
I said, I have a contract vote. Have to kick me out.
It says vote. I don't know what it means.
A year and.
I hear you. I don't know. 30 days. What is that?
It depends on time of year, though.
Yeah. I'm saying, Bikaron is 30 days. Could be that he has to give you 6 months. It's the middle of the winter. Could be all those halachas will apply. But the etzem, if someone does contract, was just 30 days. Could be he can't kick you out because in the middle of the winter you're not going to kick someone out. But Lamaisa is 30 days, right? Lamaisa.
I should go get a contract this time. Well, I think he tells you, like, but I don't know, you could make your own contract. Is that valid?
Oh, yeah?
It's not. Everyone knows that contract is not legal.
It's not valid.
It's not a legal contract. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not a legal contract.
I know that.
Because everyone knows that. It's a joke.
I'll
say the whole thing was a joke. Yeah. That's for sure.
Who? He doesn't sign this
one,
else signs?
You signed it. He told you you should.
He
doesn't care. He wants you to. He doesn't want to have to bother the whole thing. He wants to make sure you pair it on him. Okay, anyways, that's right. I think we should finish up the sugya of tonight. And we're going to move on to the next sugya. I think we're going to do next. Same again. It's also again renting houses if something happens to the house. That's karka, shtars, checks, credit cards, lottery tickets, baseball tickets, all the dinner shmir, all the all the dini shmir on these things and money. What's the dini shmir on and babysitting? Those are the next sukkahs. Now we're going to be doing what exactly the chiyuvim are, how much you're going to be mechayev a person. So Bez Hashem, we're going to be starting, but I should try to push the student to finish up the sugya of tonight. Okay, fine.
Babysitting.
All different parts of babysitting.
Something happens, it's shown. What's the someone asks you to be illegal?